Hello, everyone. Welcome to Snowflake Summit. I'm Howard Leo, Community Manager at Snowflake, and I'm responsible for the Data Superhero Program. And with me, I have two data superheroes, Christopher Marlin, Mike Drug, and we're going to talk about Frosty Fridays. In case you missed it in the Builders keynote, Benoit, our co-founder, gave a great shout-out to our two data superheroes for the community challenges, Frosty Friday, which originated last Snowflake Summit. 52 weekly challenges, and here we are at Snowflake Summit. Welcome, guys. How are you guys? How has Snowflake Summit been for both of you?
I mean, great. We always enjoy these kinds of events, but it definitely was extra special having that shout out. Did mean quite a lot.
Definitely. And I mean, for us as well, it's also a source of inspiration, and for the challenges as well. I think we've seen enough to be fed for the next 3 months, I think.
Yes, we've got 3 months worth of challenges after this summit alone, so we're doing very well so far.
Well, every data superhero has an origin story, so could you walk us through, like, what gave you that inspiration, that idea of, hey, we should make this challenge and just keep it going for the entire year? What gave you that inspiration?
I think it came from a feeling of being overwhelmed, to be honest. It's amazing that there's so many people at Snowflake working really hard to expand the product. It's really frustrating that there's lots of amazing people at Snowflake working very hard to expand the product. So we were thinking, okay, if you are starting out, how do you start out? How can you get that breadth of all the things that Snowflake offers, especially as it grows in years to come? And also, if you're very experienced, how do you keep up whilst also doing your day job? So I thought, okay, I want to do weekly challenges. But I was thinking, weekly challenges, that's a big commitment. This is going to be very hard. So I met Mike at last summit. I said, oh, I've got this idea, but oh, it's overwhelming. He said, do you want some help? And I pounced on him and I said, yes, yes, absolutely.
And I think that's the main thing. Like, you had a great idea, but we all know that, like, everyone has a lot of these projects in the back of their at the back of their head to say, like, hey, this is a good idea, but never get started. I heard Chris's idea, and I thought, like, this is wasteful if we don't jump on it. So we sat down, and I think within 20 minutes, we had the main outline of the entire thing. It was pretty fast to get the name as well.
Yeah.
And after that, everything just came together.
We did have the suggestion of Warehouse Wednesday.
Yes.
That came out.
I think you guys chose the right name with Frosty Friday, and very gives you two more days to make that challenge, right?
Yes.
Fun trivia fact. It has now been a year ago since your first challenge. Do you remember what that first challenge was about?
Create an external stage.
It's almost like you were prepared for that.
almost.
External stages. And now you've just covered, I would really recommend everyone to go to frostyfridays.org, check that out. But you cover really all the Snowflake topics, all the Snowflake features. Can you guys tell us what goes into making these challenges? And what are you trying to, some of the challenges are very advanced, some of them are beginners. What are you trying to get, have the community try to get out of it from their experience?
I guess there's probably two different processes. I'd say my personal process is I think of the topic first. Often I'll scroll through like new features coming through that maybe people haven't seen, maybe lots of people have seen. So topics to start off with. Yeah. Then what I do is I think, okay, what's the use case here? Mm-hmm. So I go through that, and then I have the crux of the challenge in my head. Then, thanks to ChatGPT, this is a lot easier, but I create the dummy data. And ChatGPT is great at dummy data that looks really realistic. So that's amazing. So I then do the dummy data. I will then personally do the challenge. I take a picture of the results and say, okay, here's your startup code. Here's what we want in the end. Here's a picture of the result. Go ahead. That's how I do it. I don't know if you do differently.
And my process actually changed during this entire thing. I think we, in our first challenge, we heavily invested into the superhero theme.
Yeah.
Really tried to focus on that.
Notice that, yeah.
Slowly we've moved away from that. But the subject is the most important one. So that's always step number one. I first take a look at the website itself just to see, like, hey, do we have a lot of beginner challenges, or could we use some more intermediate or advanced ones? And from there, well, it's basically the same thing for both of us. So we go through the problem, see if we can fit it in. And for me, the biggest source of inspiration usually is the release notes that are posted on the Snowflake website, just to see if there's anything new, anything changed. That is a good idea for everyone to look into, especially for the more advanced users. We say, like, yeah, I know all the basic stuff, but a new challenge with a new feature is something that gets them excited as well.
I do want to look at you make greater use of the forums going forward. Yeah. Just what are people struggling with, and kind of have a bit more focus on that, perhaps.
Right, yeah. So we have forums. Is there any other inputs that you get about, you know, what's relevant, or what do you think is appropriate? The feedback of, hey, that advanced was actually quite advanced versus, oh, that beginner, you guys were completely off. Like, where do you take that feedback, and how do you try to make it as, you know, responsive and flexible as possible?
I think responses, like...
Yes, definitely.
If we get about 10 responses, 20, 30... That was a good basic challenge. If we say it's basic and only two people gave it a go, maybe we were off there.
Yeah. I've got one notorious one, which was the entire database in a box thing that had, I think, even one response.
Oh.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing, but it was a big challenge. We were asking a lot. So we've learned from that. But we got feedback through Twitter, through LinkedIn as well, from a lot of people who said, hey, I didn't post my solution, but I did do it, and I was really excited to do it as well.
And I think that's, you know, again, kind of leads to the next question of, like, what's next and what improvements, or, you know, what are you inspired for Frosty Friday? I know we were having some conversations about kind of the anonymous submissions, that feedback, and maybe improving that. Anything else you want to tell us about what you're really excited about for Frosty Friday?
So I think we want to go towards some more mature website, something that looks a lot more professional. We're currently working on WordPress, which is a challenge.
We are builders. We are scrappy.
Yes. Well, no, but like the main thing was we started out, we needed a website.
Yeah.
And this was something that we basically built in 2 hours max.
Yeah.
And it did its thing. Afterwards, we were really focused on the challenges. But I think now we really realize, like, hey, we need to step up that game as well. And website is one of the bigger things.
Yeah, and people really want a leaderboard. So a streamlit, yes. Open, you know, leaderboards on the community cloud that everyone can access. That's a very big request.
Okay.
So it's definitely coming.
People are very proud. I know one of our fellow data superheroes is one of the first ones. So we'll give a shout out to him later. But definitely where we look forward to that. From the conference, can we get a hint about what's coming next? And is there going to be a next week Frosty Friday?
Yeah.
Are we going to take a break? Or
so we've just been working for Friday's challenge, dynamic tables.
Awesome.
Naturally.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. And you can bet that over the next few weeks, they will all be things announced at Summit.
Awesome. Well, I think we're running a little bit out of time, but I just want to say, Chris, Mike, it's so cool. These are the stories that we want to hear about. Just building from the ground up, and now 1 year later we have, you know, a community resource that a lot of people depend on. So from Snowflake, we just want to say thank you, and really appreciate it from both of you guys.
Awesome. Yeah,
thank
you so much
for all the support Snowflake offers too.
All right, well, with that, I just want to say thank you everyone for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the Snowflake Summit. Thank you.